Warriors in a close game with the Trail Blazers in Portland on Sunday evening that came down to the final moments. Kevin Durant helping lead the way with a game-high 33 points to go with 10 rebounds, while Klay Thompson added 27 points as the Warriors end up grabbing a season sweep of Portland with a 113-111 victory. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
You know, the end of games are always chaotic. You know, everybody fouls each other. Everybody holds and grabs. The refs have an impossible job. So I don't really have a reaction until I can see the replays. But we survived. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thrilled with this win. On the road, on a back-to-back, without Steph. It's a great win, and I could see our guys didn't have a ton of energy. They had to really gut it out. We had that big lead early, and then we just kind of stopped playing the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, and we had to rebuild from there. So it's a really good win, really gutty effort. Andre's finish to the third quarter was huge. I mean, that really gave us the separation that we needed, especially on the road, you know, fourth quarter. To have a 10-11 point lead at the end of the quarter was big for us because they obviously made a really good push and got back in it. But, yeah, I thought Andre was brilliant. Andre always has a sense of when he needs to pick things up and be more aggressive offensively. And he knew with Steph out, he needed to look for a shot a little bit. Well, it's great talent on the other team. I mean, C.J. McCollum is really hard to keep in front of you. And then, of course, Evan Turner coming downhill. You know, we're guarding the three-point line. He got a couple layups there at the end. But that's part of guarding Portland. You've got to deal with Lillard and McCollum and them penetrating. But when you have a lead and you're really protecting the three-point line, sometimes you're going to give up some twos in the paint.
See where you're holding your breath there when Turner grabbed the wire open.
I was drawing up my play to run at the other end, thinking we were about to be down one. It looked good from our angle. I was right behind him, and shot was dead on line. It was just a little short. Yeah. I would just say, that as someone whose family member was a victim of terrorism, you know, having lost my father, if we're trying to combat terrorism by banishing people from coming to this country, really going against the principles of what our country's about and creating fear, it's the wrong way to go about it. If anything, we could be breeding anger and terror, and so I'm completely against what's happening. I think it's shocking. I think it's a horrible idea, and I'm really I feel for all the people who are affected. Families are being torn apart. And I worry in the big picture what this means to the security of the world. It's going about it completely opposite. Yeah, you want to solve, you know, terror. You want to solve crime. It's not the way to do it.
When you're late in the game, you have 7 points. You don't want to give up threes, and we'll take the free throw game. So we played the 3-point line, a great 3-point shooting team. We didn't want that. We didn't want them to unlock the 3-pointer late in the game. We fouled Lillard on one, which was questionable, but late in the game, they got to give it to him, and C.J. McCollum had a tough one over top of Klay. So, but for the most part, they got layups because we were all just spaced out. We didn't want to give up a three, and also knew we can make some free throws late in the game. So, all a part of strategy. You know, it's a little, you know, late in the game, you can't, you know, protect the rim as much as you can throughout the game because you don't want to give up the three.
What was going through your mind when you kind of slipped there?
Yeah, it was the same call. Should have been the same call a couple minutes before, but it is what it is. You know, he's not really a knockdown three-point shooter. He can make some, and I knew it was a little short, and they didn't want that, actually. So, you know, glad he missed it.
What do you like that? You getting out of the center. I think you got 25 points tonight on 9 shots. Just a little pocket.
I mean, we got smart players. Zaza is smart. JaVale played extremely well tonight. Mac was great. Draymond, when he played center, was great. So you got smart players out there. They can make plays. And I think our offense kind of, you know, puts everybody in good positions to be successful.